Heidi and Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. What a difference a year makes. Tate Stevens was shoveling snow following a winter storm back home in Belton, Missouri. They just had a huge snowstorm, so if he never would have appeared on The X Factor and won that show and the $5 million contract that it comes with, then he'd probably be in a blade truck right now pushing snow off the freeway there in Missouri. But no, he's a huge superstar. He's going to be coming out with his self-titled album on April 23rd, and he released his first single, The Power of a Love Song to Country Radio. He's apparently not on the phone yet, so this is where they go, stall, Ryan, stall.
Yeah. mm-hmm. No, but I went, I was watching. I was watching his audition. And, I mean, you immediately, because he's like every guy you knew in Indiana. He's just a good old boy. His mom and dad were with him. His wife was with him. His little girl was there. And, you know, they're talking to them. You know, they do all the before stuff. And he's just, like, lovable. And you just immediately fall in love with him. And again, you have no idea. You have no idea if the guy can sing. But you sort of already fall in love with him before he hits the stage. And you find yourself going, oh, God, please be able to sing.
Well, like
please
many guys, he had that dream way before he had the wife and kids. After high school, he was touring with a band immediately after high school. He knew he wanted to do it. Didn't go to college or start working right away. Mm-hmm. He returned to his hometown in Missouri to settle down and raise his young family. So they were, at one point, dream killers.
Frank.
And then he's out there shoveling snow and filling potholes in the summer, shoveling snow in the winter. Thinking about what he could have had, but he's got this damn wife and kids here. It could have been huge.
Wait,
there's a lot of dreamers out there sitting on the couch with a guitar picking out their country songs, which probably makes him a better country song writer.
Oh, yeah, they need to get to X Factor.
The hard times.
Oh, yeah.
But no, he survived that. And, yeah, his family did support him. And let dad go pursue his dream once again, see if he can't make it. And he did.
And you just see his little...
He succeeded.
He starts singing, his little
Unfortunately,
girl.
They weren't able to afford a phone with that $5 million. And now, you know, he can't even contact us. He figured he'd have a better phone plan.
They did ask him.
AT&T.
Before he started singing, they said, yeah, AT&T. Great plan. They asked him before he started singing. They said, what are you going to do with the $5 million? And everybody has all these, things they're going to do with $5 million. He goes, just honestly.
Buy me a bass boat.
He's like, honestly, I'm going to have one hell of a party. And everybody went crazy because it's like no one ever says that. He's like, no, I'm having a hell of a party. And then he said after that, he said, you don't ask me, you know, ask my wife because she's, you know, she'll be taking the rest of that. But he said,
ask the wife because she'll be taking the rest of that. Oh, man. Seriously.
Don't be so jaded.
I'm not jaded.
He's just
I think it's great. He's one of the only guys out there that was able to take a second stab at that brass ring.
Yep.
He tried out of high school. Mm-hmm. Then he got the wife and kids that basically held him down all those years.
Frank, stop it.
And now he reached out and he grabbed it again on X Factor. And finally, he's here on the phone, Tate Stevens.
Tater.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're so good. We love you.
Good to talk to you. Like I said, it's been a year since you won the show. And you were pursuing this dream of being a musical star right out of high school, and then you had the wife and kids, and the dream killers were holding you down.
Tate.
And then they,
isn't he awful?
But they supported you, and they pushed you out there to X Factor, and you auditioned, and look at you now. $5 million contract, releasing a self-titled album. You made it.
I made it. Well, let's hope. We're close. We think. I don't know.
Is the dream everything you thought it would be? I mean, do you miss the shoveling snow and filling the potholes or is an easier life, or is this like way harder than you thought it would be?
You know what, man? I got to say, not too many people can say they wake up every day and do what they love to do. And I'm one of the blessed to get to do that.
Now, Tate, you came out and on your audition, you sang Randy Houser, Anything Goes.
Anything Goes, yes.
Goosebumps from the here's what was amazing. You barely got anything out, and you could already tell. I had the hair on my arms was standing up when you just started the song, and the place erupted, and you got a standing ovation. And everything. Did you know that was the song, or was it between a couple three different songs that you were thinking about?
No, you know what, we went with that one because I absolutely loved the song.
Me too.
Great tune, I just went with that, and I said, this is me. This is, you know, if I was an artist, I would cut songs like this. So. Here you go, you know.
Now, when you were on the X Factor, it seemed like it was a two-horse race between you and a 13-year-old girl. I can't remember her name right now. What was her name?
Carly Rose.
Carly Rose, and she was magnificent.
Yeah, and she was really good, very talented.
But at 13, I mean, she's got a lot of growing up to do. She's going to be a huge star someday. So, I mean, I was glad that you won, since, you know, your life's almost over.
Frank!
And you wasted so much of it.
I'm on the downhill run.
Yeah, we all are.
Throw the guy a bone, you know what I mean? Throw the old man a bone. It worked.
Now, when you go back, Tate, and watch that audition, keep going back to that, because I just keep thinking of your little girl. And when you start singing, and she sees that the audience loves you and the judges love you, and they cut to her, and she is just weeping for her daddy. I mean, did that just get you in your heart like crazy?
Yeah, you know it does, because I'm a dad. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's what I do, and to see your kids, to see them excited about you and all that, you know, yeah, it feels great. Because as a parent, that's what you want. You want your kids to you know, think you're cool, really.
Did you have your big kick-ass party yet? You said you were going to have?
No, we have not. We have not, and that's coming. That's coming. So, and everybody's invited.
That's what you said. Everybody's invited. I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, really. I want a million people there. It would be amazing. So we have not done that, but we will, and it will be a big deal. It will be something that, you know, we're going to announce to everyone that, yep, this is it. Here, you know, come get some. Let's do this.
Tate Stevens on the phone with us. He's the winner of season 2 of X Factor. Now, season 3 is coming up, and I'm sure you're going to make an appearance and maybe sing your single or something like that, right?
That would be great. I'd love to.
Yeah, the X Factor season 3 auditions kick off Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Yep.
At the Galen Center on USC's campus, and they want you to come down and register and get your wristband anytime today and tomorrow. Contestants must be 12 and up. No upper age limit. That's how Tate got in there and won.
That old fart.
Yeah, the old guy, man. I'm keeping it going for the old guys.
I'm just messing with you, buddy. Or you can audition as a vocal group. Now, did they have vocal groups last year?
Yes, they did. They did. They had groups last year and some really good ones, actually. A couple, three guys from your area right there, Emblem 3, came out of there, and they're doing great. So,
Emblem 3, I do remember them. And those girls, didn't they have some country girls on there?
They had a couple, Sister C, they were in it for a while.
I liked Sister C. What the hell happened to them? They were all three gorgeous. They were like hot Dixie chicks, and they disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tater took over.
That's the thing, man. You know, it's the public votes, and the public, you know, crazy enough, I think they don't get out enough to pick me to win, so I'm happy that, you know, I'm happy of that, but, you know.
Did you ever think twice about it? Like when you were in line, because I mean, people are going down there today and tomorrow to the Galen Center at 3400 South Figueroa Street to actually get in line to audition and register themselves. How many times did you have a second thought when you were in the audition process thinking, I shouldn't even be here. What am I doing?
A lot, because my wife and kids, actually, they signed me up without me knowing, because, you know, they had to talk. We saw the commercials on TV, and my wife's like, hey, the X-Factor's coming to Kansas City. Why don't you go try out? And I'm like, no. Not what I would do.
Oh,
no,
Tate.
Do that. You know, no, you know, I mean, really, I'm not a reality guy. I'm not a contest guy. So they kept pushing and kept pushing. And then finally my wife said, well, too bad. We already signed you up. You have to, you know, we got to go get your wristband on this day. And, you know, you got to go back, whatever. So she said, I will go stand in line. I'll go stand in those long lines, you know, with the umpteen thousands of people.
Right.
So that's where I thought I had my out, because I know my wife. We've been married 15 years. I know her very well. It was a, you know, pretty cool, drizzly morning in Kansas City when we got there early, standing with all those people, you know, after about an hour, I'm like, aren't you glad we're here? Isn't this fun? You know, and yep, she was like, I'm fine. And a couple hours into it, well, no, and I mean this. I mean, there's thousands, 15,000 people or more standing there, and I knew she was going to have to pee. Here's my out, right? I was like, I know you have to pee, and you have to use those porta-johns over there. And I thought I had her. I thought we're going to have to get in the car and go somewhere, and then we're home, you know, whatever.
But she wore a diaper, and you were screwed. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah. No. I'm like, what? Golly. So anyway, no, that and yeah, the whole time I was like, man, this is
what am I doing here?
Thank God you stood in line. Thank God she signed you up.
So if you're doubting yourself right now, you're listening to Tate Stevens. He's a season two winner of The X Factor, and The X Factor season three is coming up, and you can actually audition. Go down and get your wristband today or tomorrow at the Galen Center on USC's campus, 3400 South Figueroa Street, and or you can go to thexfactorusa.com for specific information about it. And don't doubt yourself. Tate doubted himself, and now he's got a $5 million contract. He's got a self-titled album coming out on April 23rd.
I want to hear the single.
And he had his first single, A Power of a Love, the Power of a Love Song, has been released. We have it, and we're going to play it right now before we go to break. But Tate, thank you so much for being on the show,
Thank you, Tater.
Guys, thank you guys for having me.
Anytime. Absolutely. Stop by, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Congratulations. Right. See you, Tate.
Here's Tate Stevens' single, The Power of a Love Song. We are Heidi and Frank.
It can make you cry. It can make you laugh. Give you feelings that you've never had. Make the worst of times just fade away. Help you find the words that you don't know how to say. The power of a love song can make you believe. The power of a love song, it can change everything. It can right every wrong, help you hold on. It can take you back to that first time when you both looked in each other's eyes. You say I do, then take her hand, slowly start to sway for that first dance. The power of a love can make you believe. The power of a love song, it can change everything. It can right every wrong, help you hold on even when all hope is gone. The power of a love song.
That's Tate Stevens, The Power of a Love Song. A little bit of that. More when we come back.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.